B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Sherry Spear from Boston 25 is on right now. Hello, friend.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Sherry Spear.
I like that we're still friends.
Yeah, I
know. Well, you know. For now.
Yeah. Remember that I love you, Sherry, and that I love talking to you. Such a good person, a good soul. So now tell me, how are we going to get hammered tomorrow?
Oh, geez. Well, in the morning, it's like heavy rain at first. So we have the snow map that starts tonight and goes all the way through Wednesday morning. And it has Boston in this about 4 to 6 inch range. You are not going to wake up to that snow tomorrow morning. It's going to be heavy rain tonight, heavy rain tomorrow morning, and then it flips to snow and we get most of our accumulation on Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday night. So it just ends up being like a sloppy, messy day. If anyone's traveling to Central Mass, like the snow starts much sooner. It's a heavy, wet snow that really sticks to your windshield wipers. Mm. So it's going to be messy.
What, like around what time is it going to do the flippy dippy?
Do the flip. It's a little tricky. I think temperatures are making it really hard to say that for sure. I would say anywhere from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I know that's a little bit of a window, but with it being a day away, you know, a couple degrees is everything in this situation. So I would say sometime around midday, probably.
And totals? Is that going to change?
So totals. So the only reason that I could see a change at the coastline is if it stays milder. So any changes would be for the better, not the worse.
Right now, good.
Yeah. So if we have to make changes, I think it would be to maybe take totals down at the coastline if it stays warmer. Coast in the Boston, I'm thinking 4 to 6, about 6 to 8 Metro West. And then you get into that 8 to 12 inch band, 495 westward into Central Mass. Mm. We've got this little jackpot near Fitchburg of 12 to 18.
My mom lives in Leominster. She gets the jackpot every snowstorm.
Every time. Yeah. I swear. Just tell her, like, are they going to snow blow or do they have a plow guy?
She's in a condo, so they take care of it for her.
Oh, thank goodness. Because I was going to say, anyone snow blowing, it's the kind of storm where you want to do it in a couple waves. So you don't have like a foot of that like really heavy wet stuff that gets stuck in the snow blower.
Okay. And so how far is this going into Wednesday?
Oh, it ends actually pretty early Wednesday. My concern Wednesday is it should be tapering off around sunrise.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so windy on Tuesday and Tuesday night. I think we're not just cleaning up snow still. I think that we're going to be cleaning up some branches. I think there's going to be some scattered power outages that are still attended to. So I think the big issue on Wednesday is just the cleanup efforts and getting everyone's power back if they lose it.
Okay. Right. Most important question of the entire thing.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Sherry, I leave for a cruise on Sunday. I'm wondering if it's too far out to predict weather for Sunday. I'm afraid of my plane having potential delays.
Nor'easter.
Anything going on Sunday?
So, no. The weekend actually warms up. So, I've got some rain on Saturday, but the weekend looks mild. So, even if it shifts into Sunday, I do not see any travel problems from rain.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Yay. There you go. Oh, well, we got to end it on an even higher note. Is it going to be hot in the summer, Sherry?
Shut up. I hate you.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you.
With 100% confidence, it will be over 70 degrees this summer.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you, madam. Go back on TV and tell people the same thing you just told us.
Okay, bye, you guys.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.